Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
All right, so I don't know how I get through 2020 without at least having one episode on elections. And we're in September, and the general election in the U.S., at least, is in about, 6 weeks or something. And there sure is a lot of noise in the U.S. about all this. So I wanted to talk a little bit about it. This is not a political statement, and I'm not going to take any kind of sides. But what I am observing is the polarizing effect that this is having and how people are behaving. And I want to talk about that in the context of creating your ultimate life. Because people that are rioting and people that are calling names and people that are accusing others of destroying democracy, on either side, they're certainly not living the ultimate life. They can't be having fun and spreading and living love and joy in that, with that kind of frame of mind. It just doesn't add up. Something's phony about some of it. So what is an election anyway? An election's a choosing process, right? I mean, we have it set up so people go vote, and so that's how a group of people make a choice. You and I, we make elections all the time. We choose, what to have on a burger if you have a burger, or what kind of pizza to have, or what kind of organic salad to create if you're eating organic salad. We make those kind of selections all the time. And so that's not weird. I think but there seems to be something really different about this. So in the election podcast today, we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about what elections or the selection process actually is. And then we're going to talk about the feeling that I think is behind all this acrimony, which is control versus voting. Because in voting, you're giving the will. Your own personal will is swallowed up in the collective. So there's a voting process, and the collective will takes control. And, there's argument about that, I guess, in the U.S. And you got to remember, I'm in Canada, even though I'm both U.S. citizen and Canadian citizen. There's an electoral college, which, at least for the presidential election, makes a decision. This has been a big flack over the fact that 4 years ago, there were more votes for one candidate and the other one won or something. So there's this control issue versus personal voting. And then the third thing I want to talk about is, what else can you do? Like, is it necessary to live in this horrific pile of acrimony and negativity? Or can you and I live the ultimate life in peace and calm, regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of the outcome of the election, regardless of the rhetoric and rancor that is accompanying this, and regardless of all the noise that's happening? Like, is your happiness, your ultimate life, or my ultimate life, really dependent on someone else's actions? And that's really what we're talking about as we think about how to create ultimate life, because your life is yours, and you're the only one that owns it, and you're the only one that has control of it. And the same for me, the same for all of us. And that's either a bunch of hooey, because all those out there things really control our happiness, or it's really true, and then that means what happens out there doesn't mean anything, except it creates a set of boundary conditions. And I always use the silly example of, it's raining and I can't do anything about the clouds, that's God's purview. It rains or it doesn't rain. My choice is how to experience a rainy day. And that's really the key to this situation. So part one is this idea of election or selection. And I'm using them differently. I realize you can mean election is a selection of a winning candidate. And whether you're voting in city elections or state or provincial elections or national elections, like you have coming up in the U.S. that spawned all this polarization and acrimony, you're in the process of electing someone. Now, electing someone means the people, however many want to vote, go vote. And the outcome of that vote presumably decides, you know, what laws pass, what candidates get picked, and so forth. On the other hand, if you walk into a grocery store by yourself, you get to decide entirely which banana you're going to take. I'm going to take that banana right there, and no one can change my mind. This is the banana I want because it has no brown, or it's a little green, or it's no green, or whatever the criteria is that you have. Now, the frustrating thing about elections is you have whatever criteria, and so do I, for who I would like to get picked for anything. County sheriff, town council, governor of a state, school board superintendent, or president or premier of a nation. I've got my set of criteria, and so have you. But I don't get to, by myself, pick the candidate. Because we live in a country where there's lots of people, we go through a process of voting. And that's obvious, and you're saying to yourself, well, duh, Kellen, we all know that's how that works. Well, if we all understand it so well, why is it so contentious and acrimonious? Why do so few people vote? Like, I know that at least what I've read, they're predicting the highest voter turnout in a long time, but the voter turnout is still 50, 60%. Why not 90? Why not 100? Why isn't everyone exercising their opportunity? And there's lots of reasons you can say, well, my voice doesn't matter, who cares anyway, and a bunch of other things. But here's the crux. I think that the acrimony, the negativity, is because you and I, we feel a loss of control. We don't actually feel like we control the outcome. If you don't feel like you control the outcome, or I don't, then one of two things happens. Either I get apathetic and it's like, so what difference does it make? I don't care. I'm not going to vote. What difference does it make anyway? Or another form of that is to say, well, they're all the same. All the candidates are the same. They just pretend they're different. Or the other end of the spectrum is I feel like my vote doesn't matter. And so I go do weird things. I, you know, write graffiti or bomb a building or, you know, join some radical movement because I'm angry. And I'm angry because I feel like I don't have any control. And that lack of control is false. You don't have, and neither do I, control of who comes out of the electoral process a victor. I can throw in my voice, cast my ballot, and that's it. And I don't have control who wins and who loses. That's a fact. But what I do have absolute control over is how I live through that electoral cycle. So, okay, some people were thrilled when Barack Obama got elected in the U.S., and some people were upset. Some people were thrilled when Donald Trump got elected, and some people were upset. Here in Canada, before Trudeau, it was the prime minister. Before that, it was a guy named Harper. He was a conservative. He was from Alberta. A funny side story, Joy and I were in a movie theater in Calgary when we lived there, and we went in to see a movie, and I've forgotten which movie it was, but what I haven't forgotten is three rows in front of us was sitting Stephen Harper, who was the Prime Minister of Canada, effectively the president. So that's like going into the theater and having, you know, Obama or Trump or somebody three rows in front of you watching a theater. Now, the hoopla and the number of Secret Service agents and all that stuff is way smaller in Canada than it is in the U.S. Maybe you wouldn't even be allowed in the same theater as president. I don't know. I've never been there. But Joy and I were sitting there, and three rows in front of us was the Prime Minister of Canada. And that was just a really, really weird experience. There he is watching the movie. Geez, person. He watches movies just like we were. Like I said, I don't remember the movie, but it was interesting. And then the next election, he lost, and Trudeau got in. Now, Trudeau is more liberal, and Harper's more conservative. And in the U.S., you have the same situation. What we didn't have in Canada when the power switched parties, political spectrums, is we didn't have a bunch of rioting. We didn't have a bunch of furious anger and so forth. And so it's a really curious thing that as the U.S., prepares for and gets closer to its election, the fury and the rage is going up. People are saying, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened in the world is the current administration. And I was talking to someone this morning, and they were acting like the instant somebody else wins and the current president's out of office, everything's fine. That will automatically – well, that's just nonsense. So what is it about this control, lack of control, that makes us so susceptible to anger and frustration and helplessness and hopelessness? And this is the crux of this podcast about elections. What I'm saying to you is my experience tells me that the election isn't about who's in office. The election is about what you elect to have as your outlook, what you elect to have as your experience. Do you elect or choose to have a day full of love and kindness and productivity every day, no matter who's in whatever political office? And you might think, well, that's impossible. And the answer, from my experience at least, is that it's not only it's not impossible, it's very possible for you listening to this right now. So what would be the difference in how we behave if we're going to elect to have a beautiful day every day, no matter who is in any particular office, from the president or the prime minister all the way down to the local city council folks? Well, here's what I've learned. I've learned that it starts with how I choose to feel about myself. If I'm really clear on what I am, who I'm being in the world, then it matters very little who's in office. Let me give you an example. I have created something called a PTAC, Personal Truth and Commitment. There's a whole bunch of episodes that I did, probably 25, about the content of that. But the point is, I have decided that every single day I'm going to be a person of love, of kindness, of service, and joy. And the cool thing is, I control that. Nobody can take that away from me, no matter what they do. I can choose to love. I can choose to be kind. I can choose to be good, no matter who wins or loses an election. Because if I say, well, if so-and-so wins or so-and-so loses, then everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket, and I'm going to be unhappy, and all this bad stuff's going to happen, then immediately I've handed my power to the outcome, which I do not control. That is a recipe for misery. And that's what we're seeing. All the people that live in their misery because their candidate didn't win have handed control of their own happiness to a process they don't control. That's saying, I'll only be happy if so-and-so wins. I'll only be happy if I win the lottery. I'll only be happy if I have so much money. I'll only be happy if, and you're handing control of your life and your happiness and your joy and your productivity and everything else to something else. That is a recipe for continual misery because we don't control those things. Now, remember, your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. You can do that no matter who's in office. You can do that no matter who does or doesn't win an election, or no matter who does or doesn't create, you know, do whatever they do. Someone else can create laws and rules that you don't like. That doesn't need to make you unhappy. It doesn't prevent you from being in a place of love and service. I don't know. I've discovered, and I've lived all the way through my depression and addictions and everything else, my choice in my personal truth and commitment to live every single day, not only every day, but every hour of every day, in a place of love and service. That's my election. I've cast my vote every single day to live in love and service, to live that ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy by serving others with my divine gifts. And the wonderful thing about that is no one can take that away from me. It doesn't matter what anybody else does or says, I can do that. Now, I'm not suggesting in any universe that you don't vote and that you don't take place to the full extent that you want to in all the selection and election processes that are in your jurisdiction and in your country. Of course you do. you make your voice heard the best way you can in the framework that it is. But I am also, more importantly, suggesting that your happiness and joy does not depend on the outcome of any of that stuff. It is an inside job. People have said, happiness is an inside job, and it is 100% true. So if you want to create your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, then do two things. Number one, participate however you want to in external processes, whether it's for the school board or for the president or the prime minister. But most importantly, make a choice about who you are in the world and decide that you are a person of love and kindness and goodness and giving and caring, regardless of what goes on around you. And by doing that, two things happen. One, you retain full and absolute control over how you feel. No one will ever control how you feel. And the second thing is you'll make a much bigger difference for far more people than you or I will ever make by being noisy, obnoxious, and negative. I can promise you that the fastest path to creating your ultimate life is by being a beacon of light, a vessel of love, and a conduit of power every day that is based on your own convictions and your own choice to do that which is good and to add good to the world as you create your ultimate life.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your